Good evening, and thanks for staying. It's very late in the evening, but this is what happens when you're asked to write an abstract in March and present in September. So between March and September, there were a lot of things we found out in the research, but it's important to give you the most updated information. So the title is slightly different from what you see in the book. It's an assessment of the effects of crop reflectance on light use efficiency and in petunia using NDVI, quantum sensors, and imaging technologies. This work has been done by my PhD student at Purdue University, Ranjita Adhikari. So just to set the stage, I have a cartoon here about the reflectance patterns. If you look at that leaf surface, and you subject plants to a certain amount of light, we know that about 15 to 20% of the light is simply reflected back. And then the remaining light, which is absorbed by chlorophyll, goes through the photochemistry. And there have been a lot of talks about the photochemistry and the non-photochemical quenching process and how the light is used, and then the measures to use to quantify light use efficiency. In my lab, we are mainly focused on the other side, the light that is reflected back from the canopies. And then the reason why we are interested is we are picking up crop signatures, what we call remotely sensing the signature, reflectance signature from the plants, and we are trying to estimate nitrogen in the leaves or the water status of the plants using that reflectance approach. We're looking at health status of the plants. But while we were doing this, we started seeing some really interesting numbers related to crop reflectance. 15 to 20% of supplemental light or artificial lighting, that's a big number. It can be affecting significantly the cost of production. So we wanted to ask questions, what happens? Are there any species differences? What are the factors that affect this reflectance? Does stress, I'm talking about some transient stressors, mild stressors, how much effect they have on reflectance and overall, what is the effect of this crop reflectance on light use efficiency? And so that's what I'm going to talk today. So this graph, a very simple graph, this is showing the relationship between crop reflectance, which is on the y-axis, versus amount of light incident on the plant. So what we are saying here is that, and this is something we have seen across many species, the more light you give plants, more of that gets reflected back. And so that's an important thing to keep in mind. The other thing we noticed was reflectance is also very species dependent. We know that crops like tomatoes actually have quite low amount of reflectance compared to species like lettuce. Petunias, for example, a floriculture crop, falls in between lettuce and tomatoes. And here are some differences in reflectance between two lamp types. On the left side, you have the high-pressure sodium lamp. So the line at the top, for some reason the dashed line is not showing it, but then the line at the top is the actual incident PPFD. And then at the bottom is the reflected PPFD from the plants. So this data has been collected using a spectroradiometer. And so we use a narrow field of view sensor, and that way we can pick up a signal from a similar area for both incident and reflected light. And then you can notice that there is more of the greens and the oranges in HPS, and that's where there's more reflectance also happening. And this is another lamp type, LED, red versus blue. And then you can see there is some slight reflectance also in the red and blue bands. When you quantify these numbers, what we are seeing is that actually there's about close to 20% of the light is being reflected back in both the lamp types. And so that raises the question. So we started asking ourselves, if there is about 15 to 20% of the light is being reflected back, think about vertical farms, plant factories, or even supplemental lighting in greenhouses, the amount of light we use, almost 12 to 16 hours in greenhouses, 24 hours in vertical farms. If you're losing that much light, That is a significant comment that we are not actually using in estimating light use efficiency. You know, so this is something that we wanted to really test. We want to figure out a way how we can measure crop reflectance and see how much it actually affects under different environmental conditions. So here is another piece of information. This is coming from some mild nitrogen stress. The blue line is the stress treatment, in this case the mild nitrogen stress, and then the red line here is some optimal conditions, and you can see that actually some mild nitrogen stress is resulting in increased reflectance. So those are the two data points collected using a spectral radiometer again. And so we set up objectives to just compare any available techniques we may have to look at this reflectance. We know that there's NDVI sensors that are out there that pick up reflectance signature in the red band, so we want to use that. And we are also interested in just looking at a quantum sensor. If you invert the quantum sensor and let it face the plants, it's going to pick up some reflectance from the canopy. It's a very cheap, easy method, so we want to see how effective that is. But then we are also interested in looking at some image-based approach, because the image-based approach gives us a sort of like a whole canopy reflectance. We can make sure that the reflectance that we're measuring is actually coming from the plant and not the background. And the other objective was to kind of quantify. There's no data that exists currently that how much reflectance is there in a particular species under some level of stress. So we wanted to quantify relative to a control treatment. So some information about the equipment we use. The species of Petunia hybridia, we used both NDVI and quantum sensors. In this picture, you can see this is the NDVI sensor. There's a downward-facing NDVI sensor, and then there is an upward-facing sensor. And it picks up the amount of light, red in particular, and also near-infrared coming down, as well as the amount of red and near-infrared being reflected back. And then it uses a ratio to calculate NDVI. And here is a sort of like a quantum sensor, and if you notice, there is a tiny black color plastic tube that is there just to make sure that the reflectance is just being picked up from the plant and not from the surroundings. But then we also have this multispectral image station where we can actually pick up the reflectance of the whole plants. This image station fires one LED, a particular wavelength at a time, and for each wavelength we have an image. And these images are called grayscale images. Because they don't have the color information, they have the intensity information on each pixel. But that intensity is what matters, because we now can actually get an average of that intensity, and that intensity is what is being reflected back and captured by the sensor and the camera. I want to talk a little bit more about this crop reflectance using imaging. In this case, lettuce plants. This is something we're all familiar with. This is the regular RGB image. There's red, green, and blues. But then look at these two pictures down here. This is how the image looks from that multi-spec station when you hit the plants with the red light and capture the reflected image. And then this is how the image looks when you expose the plants to near infrared light. And so what is contrastingly different here is that this image looks a little bit darker than this one, and that's because when most of the light is absorbed, the image is going to look darker. When the light gets reflected back, it looks more towards white in color. So there is something called grayscale value for all the cameras. You get this grayscale value. It ranges from 0 to 256. 0 is black, 256 is white, and in between all shades of the gray. So you can simply use this grayscale value to quantify the amount of light that's being reflected back onto the sensor. So it's a very simple but yet powerful technology. That's what I'm going to show you today. Our goal is to actually develop algorithms and develop this whole computer software and develop some simple smartphone-based apps. We actually use off-the-shelf cameras. For example, this is a FLIR camera. It's about $250 that can be simply attached to a cell phone, and you can take pictures, and the software automatically segments the image, gets the background out, and then you can process either for plant growth rates, how much canopy area is there, and also you can also look at those grayscale values and figure out how much reflectance is happening. And so this is something we are trying to develop at Purdue University. And so just to quickly go through the experimental details, Petunia hybrida, we just grow petunias in 4-inch pots, And there were four treatments, and this is what I wanted to spend a little bit of time. There's a control, which has got everything in optimal levels, plenty of water, light, and nutrition. But then there were some mild stress treatments. We want to make sure that we don't really stress the plants, because we know that when you give this a lot of stress, there is always going to be some reflectance. But what is more important is the transient mild stresses. They're always there in greenhouse production. There is always, and we actually purposefully use mild drought stress and nitrogen stress to control growth in petunias and poinsettias. And there is always situations where there is plenty of light one day and there is a cloudy couple of days where we start using supplemental lighting. So there are these transient stresses always there in greenhouses. So what happens under those conditions? What's happening to the reflectance? And some more details, grown for 28 days, and we used all three approaches, NDVI, quantum sensory imaging. The design is a randomized complete block. And the experimental unit is a tray of six petunia plants. Both the ANOVA procedure was used, and means were separate using a two-key HSD procedure with an alpha set at 5%. This is how the experiment looked, and you can see the plants in general look okay. They are not severely stressed, and that's the goal here. And that's the light treatment. It's about 25% shade cloud, so it allows about 75% of the light. And then there are other four treatments, the mild water stress, nitrogen stress, and the control are shown. There's one block, and there were four such replications, four such blocks, and each block represented a replication. Here is some data. So the treatments are shown on the x-axis, and now we are measuring reflectance in the red band for the four treatments using the NDVI sensor and a quantum sensor. What we're seeing is definitely there is a trend here, and there's a significant difference here. When the NDVI value falls down, it means there is more of the red light being reflected. And we started seeing that actually in the water stress treatment, there was a lot of reflectance, whereas there was no significance in the other three treatments. The water stress treatment also inherently had the nitrogen stress because of the lack of water. On the other hand, if you look at the quantum sensor data, similar response, reflectance significantly higher in the water stress treatment. But the sensitivity of these two techniques is relatively poor. We were expecting some changes even in the other two stressors. But then when we go to that image-based approach, we actually see a real good response. We actually see that, like before I've shown, the water stress treatment had the highest reflectance, whereas we were actually able to separate even under light, low light, slightly low light, and nitrogen stress treatment, there was more reflectance. And so to quantify compared to the control, we actually found that in the blue range, which you're seeing here, is about 11% increase. So I started showing you that reflectance can be as high as 15 to 20%. But then on top of that, if you have some transient stressor, it can be another 10%. So now we are talking about real numbers. And I think this is important because these need to be included in our assessments of light use efficiency. This is the light that is reflected back. It's simply wasted. And so we are trying to develop methods to actually look at this reflectance using simple devices like smartphones. And we are also trying to slowly figure out why there is reflectance. There are so many reasons why reflectance happens. And what we are constantly seeing is that there is some relation with photochemistry, but reflectance appears to be more related to surface characteristics. Light can still enter the leaf surface, but if it doesn't hit the photosynthetic tissue, it will reflect back. Pubescence, if you look at this same experiment I described, this is the control treatment and the water stress treatment, you can see the leaf hairs, pubescence significantly higher in the water stress treatment. And these leaf hairs, there is a purpose for that. When they dry out, they become white in color, they start reflecting light. And we are going to investigate more. We just did a quick test. We just sprayed a little bit of water on this the water stress treatment, let that water it dry down, and then we took another measurement. Reflectance significantly went down compared to before spraying water on that. So there is something going on. And if we understand this, if you collect more information, I think that information can be used in our estimation of light use efficiency. And when we develop these techniques to look at this reflectance, better predict them, that's probably the right way. So I'll stop there for the lack of time, and if there are any questions, one or two, I can probably take them. So the question was how quickly the reflectance can change. It's a matter of hours or days. There is some of the data we collected. We actually started to subject plants to some sort of drought stress, and the drought stress, as it was progressing, hour after hour, we were picking up reflectance signature, and there was a dramatic change. And it was just within a 24 to 48 hour period after withholding water, we were seeing the reflectance go up in petunias in particular. So it actually happens very quickly. Plant starts to, because it all requires that the water from those trichomes need to get evaporated, and they change their color, and it's a rapid process. And that's how they start reflecting more. Any other questions? Okay. I can talk to Mark always, but we'll take him. So the question is, when you recover the plants, what happens to the reflectance? I do not have the data, but the hypothesis is that it should go down. Now, I mentioned a little bit about the petunia leaf and spraying water on it. It was those measurements were taken before and after spraying water, and it was like 5-10 minutes between the water dried on, and there was a big difference in decrease in reflectance. So the hypothesis is that when they recover back, the levels will further go down. Thank you very much.